And again, good afternoon from Tropicana Field in St. Petersburg, Florida. We are in the Everglades Brew House. We're interrupting our programming to bring you a press conference from the Tampa Bay Rays and television broadcaster Dwayne Statz, who this afternoon is releasing his new book written in combination with Dave Schieber. It's called Position to Win, A Look at Baseball and the Life from the Best Seat in the House. A new great baseball book by Dwayne Statz. We have a jam-packed brew house here at Tropicana Field for the book signing that's been going on now for the last half hour or so. And in just a moment, Todd Callis has told us that Dwayne will be on stage to make a presentation and perhaps answer a question or two from the crowd here at the Trop, and we're going to bring that to you live. They're taking the stage now, and so in just a moment, live on RadioSt.Pete.com, we'll hear about Position to Win, the new baseball book available on Amazon.com from Dwayne Statz.
Welcome, everybody. If y'all want to come on in here, we're going to get started.
Maybe not.
My name is Kyle Parks. I'm with B2 Communications. We're helping with the book launch and want to introduce Dwayne Statz and Dave Schieber, who are going to welcome everybody here very quickly.
Thank you so much. I have been the most blessed person I know. I'm doing exactly what I wanted to do from the time I was 9 years old because nobody would pay me to play baseball. And I was a good enough judge of talent to know that early. But I've had an opportunity to spend my adult life doing exactly what I wanted to do. And I think there are a lot of people in the book that I am thankful to and for. And I thank you because wherever I've gone, I have found the most loyal and the most understanding and engaged fans, and we have that here. And what I also found was the most competent and loyal partner to do this book with. Dave Schieber is not only a journalist, but a writer. He is an award winner, and I know why after spending almost the last year with Dave doing this book. Dave Schieber.
Thank you so much, Dwayne. Thank you, guys. Thanks for coming out. I just have to say what an honor and pleasure it was to have a chance to collaborate with Dwayne on this book. Everybody knows the amazing journey Dwayne has been on for 40 years. 40 years as a baseball broadcaster. And there's so many stories. And I had the pleasure to put a tape recorder out in front of Dwayne and have him tell these stories. And it was so fun to hear him talk about baseball. But the book is beyond baseball. There's a lot of baseball in it. It's also about life. And there's really some great messages that we hope people can relate to. And Dwayne can talk a little bit more about that later. But again, I just want to thank everybody for being here. And thank you, Dwayne, for letting me tell your story, help you tell your story.
Thank you so much, Dave. Thanks, Shiver.
So we've got a couple people who want to make some remarks. The first one being Larry McCabe, Vice President of Broadcasting for the Rays. Larry, you want to come on up? I think he has props.
Yeah, I have a couple of props. Let me stand down here if you don't mind. That way Dwayne won't hit me. Well, hello everybody. Larry McCabe with Rays Broadcasting. And Dwayne, we're so very proud to see the completion of your book. And I know that both you and Dave have worked exceptionally hard on it. And I have my copy heading up to Boston over the weekend, so that's going to be my reading material on the plane. Dwayne and I have known each other for a lot of years. I joined the club back in 97, about the same time that Dwayne did. And, you know, back then it was kind of a new experience for me. As I joined the club, they told me one thing. They said, forget about everything else that you've learned at that time about marketing or sales. We just want you to remember one thing.
It's all about the giveaways. As long as you remember the giveaway items, you'll do fine. Because after all, the fans love the giveaways. The season ticket holders love giveaways. Everybody loves something that's free. So, Dwayne, we're going to offer a couple of marketing suggestions to you in order to get your book off the ground, if you don't mind. And since Dwayne and I have known each other for such a long time, I guess I'm able to take a little bit of liberty in this, and I hope he doesn't get too mad. But first of all, we'd like to recommend, along with the purchase of the book, that you include a commemorative Dwayne Statz microphone, complete with photo, you see. Now, in addition to that, though it wouldn't be complete, there might be something else that you would enjoy, and that would be the official Dwayne Statz comb. Now, you see, I don't think I'll be needing this much. Unfortunately, I won't be using it, but in fact, there are some who have said, since I worked with Dwayne very closely in the early years, that may very well have contributed to my current condition. But then again, I'm not going to go there. Last but not least, this next item, proud to say that I did have a role to some degree in creating, so I'm kind of proud of that, but the official Dwayne Statz bobblehead. Yes, the bobblehead. So Dwayne, we're going to let the people speak here today. They are going to suggest what direction we go with this. So, if I may, could I have your applause on your preferences, please? Is it the microphone? Microphone, number one, okay. Or is it the comb? The comb, yes, we like the comb, all right. Or how about the bobblehead? Dwayne, the people have spoken. The people have spoken, therefore, we'll leave you with this sage advice about the marketing approach that you should take. But on a serious note, again, we're very proud of you. We love you. We've known you for a long time, and we're very excited about your book, which, by the way, is available at the team store if you want to come back and buy a copy. Congratulations. Thank you on behalf of the Rays. Yeah,
thank you. And next we have Brett Opdyke from Sun Sports.
Thank you. I didn't realize that. Thank you, Dwayne. Thank you, everybody.
I'm doing that because he's my boss.
I didn't realize I'd be following Gallagher and all of his props that he brought here tonight, but thank you, Larry. And thank you, Dwayne, Dave, for having us here at Sun Sports and Fox Sports Florida as part of your event. It was a few months ago I was up in the booth with Dwayne, just chatting like we normally do when I come in town, and he mentioned that he had written a book. I thought to myself, my God, what a bold endeavor. What a great accomplishment that is for somebody to do. To acknowledge something like that is hard to do and hard to do simply. And he mentioned that he had been working with Dave Scheiber. So instantly I knew what a great book it would be. Dave is a very talented writer, and we were very lucky for a period of time to have Dave as our number one free agent signing when we launched our website, FoxSportsFlorida.com, back in the day. And he was a great contributor to that for a long period of time. The second thought I had was, what an unbelievable accomplishment 40 years in baseball is, and the amount of time and work that Dwayne has put into that. I think as of last night, Dwayne, you had called your 5,789th game, unless my math is a little fuzzy. I quickly put that together. And that's 40 years, 40 years of preparing for live TV, 40 years of research, 40 years of buses and planes and hotels and hotel bars and clubhouses and 4 a.m. arrivals, and the 4 a.m. arrivals is the plane, not from the hotel bar, but I'm sure there were a few of those along the way as well. And just the passion that you show and the dedication you show to your craft and to the sport that you love and you speak of so fondly. And then my last thought was the passion and dedication that you show to the charities that this book will help benefit. When I do have the opportunity to chat with Duane, it's about 10 minutes of the state of the Rays and the state of our broadcasts, and then the next 15 to 20 is spent listening to stories of the farm and all the work that Quantum Leap is doing out there for those in need. And it's great that this book will help with all of those charities. So, Duane, Dave, congratulations. We wish you all the success in the world, and best of luck with the launch of your book.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Brett. As Brett mentioned, a portion of the proceeds from the book is going to support two really wonderful local charities. The first that we're going to have discussed for a second is the Right Field from the Poynter Institute, which is a program that mentors middle school boys in Pinellas County, and Kenny Irby from the program's here to talk about the program for a minute.
Thank you, Pat. So what another rich opportunity. I've known Duane and Dave's work. I've known Dave's work a lot longer than he wants to admit, and Duane as well. But I met Duane personally 4 years ago when we started this Right Field Initiative, which is an academic enrichment program that the Poynter Institute and the Tampa Bay Rays conspired together along with the city of St. Petersburg and a number of other sponsors, Wells Fargo, some of you are in the audience, and we really appreciate your support. One of the things that's so joyous about this is, and I'll pick up on that last thought, is about the beneficiaries. And there are three young men from the Right Field who are with me. I don't have any props, but I brought some peeps. And so Trey Maurice and Jelani Kelly and Daniel Sanders, you're good with these young men. They have excelled greatly from this program and been the beneficiaries of the kind of time, not just in funds, but Duane was one of the first people when we put the first curriculum together 4 years ago that Jamie Patterson connected me with, and I called him up and we started talking about the idea. And I'll never forget that when you came in the room in room 105 at the Poynter Institute, 10 minutes into observing, you were like, I got to do something different. I'm going to talk about really what my struggles have been. And you inspired Trey Maurice so much that he wrote about you in one of his essays. And so we really appreciate the kind of giving back that this book, your experience has gone through, brought you to a point where your skills, your struggles, and your joys, you've been able to inspire so many others. And we thank you for your support for the Right Field. And then on this 40th birthday, the Poynter Institute is celebrating the 40th birthday. So there's a 40 years, the 40 works forward, and we hope that you'll continue to support us in this endeavor, and we'll definitely be supporting you. Thank you.
Thank you, Kenny. Now we're going to have Edie Dopkin come up from the Quantum Leap Farm. Quantum Leap Farm in Odessa is a pretty unique place where horses are used to help those who are recovering from different adverse circumstances in their lives. Very inspiring place where, in the book, we talk about Carla and Duane and their history, and like talking about how they're involved away from baseball. But Carla especially has been a huge impact on Quantum Leap, so she's going to talk about them for a second.
Thank you. I want to say ditto everything you said, Kenny. Absolutely. We are tickled to death to be affiliated with both of you guys. I met Dave through Duane, who I met through Carla in Utah, oddly, in 2008, and we sort of came together because at Quantum Leap Farm, we do equine-assisted therapies, and initially we started out working with people with physical disabilities, and then it became pretty apparent to us pretty quickly that, of course, the emotional and social components of healing from a major injury or a scary diagnosis was also the psychological healing part. And so that's when I started investigating having a mental and behavioral health program tied in with the farm. And so I went to a convention in Utah and met Carla. Had to go to Utah to meet Carla there. And she and her partner, Jenna Miller, have been instrumental in a lot of the good works that the farm does. I am forever grateful for their involvement. I didn't bring props or horses, but I brought some peeps too. Everybody, that's a quantum leaper back there. Yeah. Certainly Dwayne and Carla and Dave as well have done a lot to benefit Quantum Leap Farm, and obviously will continue to with this book. So I wish every success in the world to you two. I can't wait to read the book either. So I liked it so much about two. So thank you so much for the support, and I know it's going to help an awful lot of people. So we really appreciate it, and glad to have the opportunity to talk to everybody. Thanks.
So next thing we're going to do, and then we're going to wrap up with a book signing, is Todd, if you want to come on up. Todd is going to ask a few questions of Dwayne about a couple of the more fun, interesting anecdotes from the book. And after that, Dwayne will be right here signing books, $20 cash. There's an ATM right across the hall. So after this is over, feel free to come on over and have him sign a book.
Dwayne, how are you, sir?
What's up? I think I'm okay.
Let's talk a little bit about this book, Position to Win. How'd you come up with that?
Well, it's something that Carla noticed that in general conversation I use a lot. And she said, if you ever write a book, you need to call it Position to Win. And I really think the genesis of that for me goes back to my time when I was doing the Astro Games and also Texas A&M. And Eddie Sutton was the coach at Arkansas. He was the only school outside of the old Southwest Conference not in Texas. And he drove all the Texas schools crazy because he was so successful. And I remember talking with him then, and he said what he attempted to do in his coaching philosophy was to coach his team to the point they got to the end of the game in a position to win. And he thought that they could execute well enough to win most of their games. And that stuck with me, and as I reflected on my own life and what I saw people do, that's exactly what they do. So Position to Win is something that I think Brian Anderson, bless his heart, that's a great, there he is back there, Brian.
Yes.
He is a great partner. And I don't know if our chemistry is so good that he knew that that was going to be the title of this book. But over the last couple of weeks, he has said in his commentary, you know, Chris Archer's trying to work this hitter this way to put himself in a position to win. Now that is a good partner.
Nice.
But I just found that it meant different things to different people. It certainly is relevant in athletics. That's why pitchers throw side sessions and bullpens, and why Evan Longoria is out early every day fielding ground balls. He's won a gold glove, but he still works it to put himself in a position to make that great play there. My paternal grandfather probably had more influence on me than anyone else in the world. He was married in 1909. He raised 9 children on a farm. Worked his way essentially through, in the rural areas of the country, the 20s and 30s were depression-type times. So he spent 20 years of economic depression raising 9 children to adulthood because he did the things that it required to get them there. And for him, that was his position to win.
Very nice, very nice. I know a lot of these people, or many of these people know your background, but you have had the opportunity to work with some interesting characters and some great teams throughout the years, and it all started back with the Houston Astros, right?
It did, and you know, a little story about the Houston Astros. Gene Elston, when I was 9 years old, I really became aware, I think, of Major League Baseball more so than ever before in my life. And in 1962, Houston got an expansion team called the Colt 45s, and they eventually became the Astros. Well, in St. Louis, where I grew up, I could listen to Harry Carey and Jack Buck, but one night I found purely by happenstance, grace, whatever you want to call it, that I could hear the Houston broadcast at night on a little radio that I had. I was fascinated by that. To be 9 years old, the idea that there was a baseball team in Texas. Well, when you're nine, you're thinking of Gene Autry and Roy Rogers and all of those guys. And if you're a baseball fan, what a great combination that was. So I think that started my fascination with baseball on the radio. Gene Elston was the broadcaster there, and a couple years later, I wrote him a letter, wrote him a couple letters, and he would respond to me. What a heart. He didn't have to write this 9, 10-year-old, 11-year-old kid a letter back, but he did, and that was the beginning of his kindness and his outreach to me. And we fast forward 12, 13, 14 years, and I had an opportunity to join their crew with the Astros and work alongside Gene Elston. Gene was, in fact, just an aside, Todd's dad, the late Harry Callis, whom we all love. Harry broke into the major leagues a few years before me on that same crew with Gene Elston, and by the time I got there, he had gone on to establish himself as the voice of the Philadelphia Phillies en route to a Hall of Fame career. So, and Todd, as it turns out, was born in Houston. So I don't know how all of these pieces came together, but they did. And all of that is in the book. Gene Elston, a major part of my career and my life because of helping me get the opportunity. And then you go, you know, I know you asked me one question. But you go from Houston to Chicago. Gene was as thorough a broadcaster, taught me about preparation. He was absolutely prepared. And if I, and there's an episode in the book about maybe I wasn't as prepared as I needed to be, and he let me know it. And at the time, you kind of get your hair blown back a little bit. But that was great for me. And I never forgot that and never gave him an opportunity to have to say that again. It's an important part in the book. Small part, but I thought it was important. Went to Chicago, Harry Carey. Well, if Gene taught me to be prepared, Harry taught me how important it was to be a human being and the personality side of this business. No bigger personality than Harry. And I've worked with not only those guys on the crew, went to New York and worked with Tony Kubek. He was a great partner, a great baseball man, a great man. And through the years, I've worked on crews with guys like we have here. Todd's been here from the beginning, BA, outstanding. I have an opportunity to say this with the absolute truth, that our booth and the time that we've spent here has been, I think, the most harmonious booth that I've ever seen. When Joe McGrain came here, I'd worked a little with Joe at ESPN, and the first conversation that Joe and I had to do with loyalty in the booth. I've got your back, you've got mine, let's work hard, let's have some fun. And that has carried through our booth here in Tampa Bay. Excuse me. And I think that's made it fun for all of us, and I hope that it's made the telecast fun for all the viewers as well.
You mentioned growing up listening to Jack Buck and Harry Carey, and then the fortune to work with the legend that is Harry Carey, who's still to this day being imitated by the likes of Will Ferrell and others. What was that? I imagine there's a Harry Carey story in Position to Win. Is there one that you can share with us?
There would be a story or two about Harry, and frankly, I'm not sure. The one that comes to me, I don't know, maybe we should hold off printing and put this one in. You know, Harry loved life, and one night, this was actually before I went to Chicago. I was still doing the games in Houston, and Harry, there used to be a tradition where broadcasters after the game would gather in the press room and maybe have a drink of cold ice water or maybe another refreshment or two. And so we were sitting at the table one night, and Harry was there, about four of us, and he noticed the date, and he said, "It's the 25th of June." It reminds me, this is the anniversary, the 20th anniversary, I might add, of my first divorce. So we went through that whole story, and he told us, he says, I've been paying her alimony all these years, and the last time that I sent my check in, I included with it a nice little note that said, "Dear Dolores, how long must this go on?" And he said that very shortly, in short order, as he said, on very nice stationery, I might add, I received a reply that said, "My dearest Harry, till death do us part."
Like it. You were the perfect partner because he liked to spell guys' names backwards. So for you, it worked out.
It was a stumper for him because our last name is a palindrome. So it was the same, forward or backwards. So when he would say, you know, Kalas, K-A-L-A-S. So he would say, if you spelled his name backwards, his name Todd would be Dot Salak. Well, when he spelled my name, he goes, Stats is forward the same as it is backwards.
What about putting this book together? And you actually recommended the great book, Covert, that you wrote a few years back. And I don't read a whole lot, but that summer I was engrossed by that book. And I can't imagine what it was like to collaborate with someone like Dave on this.
Yeah, Dave was outstanding. Let me just tell you that my favorite author, I think, is David McCullough when it comes to books and historical books, because he moves it along like a novel. And when I picked up Dave's book, Covert, and I don't know if you know this story, Bob Delaney was for 25 years an official in the NBA. He had a life prior to that. His father was a state trooper for New Jersey, and Bob became that. And while he was in law enforcement, he infiltrated the mob on the waterfront in New Jersey for 4 years. He became one of them for 4 years. And at the end of that time, he came out of that, went back into his regular work in law enforcement, but he had PTSD. They wrote a book about that whole story called Covert. And Dave's expertise and style moves that book along like a novel. And every bit of it is a true story. It's a great story. I read that and I said, I can't believe how great this book is. So Dave was a natural. And then we had gotten to know each other because he's an institution here in the Tampa Bay area. He truly is an award-winning journalist and author. And so to get an opportunity to sit with him and to look not only at his style, but his perception and his work ethic was just the most invaluable part of this process for me. And Dave, thank you so much for your great work.
And then Dwayne, we come up full circle to the Devil Rays / Rays era. And there were about 10 years where the baseball wasn't very good. And we had a little bit of cowbell during our broadcast. And then 8 years where the baseball's been a lot better, and we've gotten to enjoy some teams that went to the playoffs and to the championship in 2008 and on to the World Series. But it's quite talk about two almost different franchises within one organization. From the Devil Rays days to the Rays days.
Yeah, you know, when they offered me this job, I thought, wow, what a great opportunity to come in on the ground level, an expansion process. Normally, expansion teams don't win. I knew that. I wasn't sure that I was expecting for them to be as bad as they were for 10 years. But Joe McGrain was our partner because Todd was a major part of that crew as well. And Joe had a lot of cowbell, as we know. One of the things he did, I had an opportunity on an evening to throw out the first pitch here, which meant that I had to run downstairs, throw out the first pitch, and come back, which left the microphone, the only live microphone in our booth, in the hands of Joe McGrain. Well, that was an issue. Well, as Larry pointed out, if I comb my hair, I need one of those big combs that is now out of date for Larry. Well, in Joe's mind, that made me look like Alex Trebek. So Joe's there while I throw out the first pitch, and they come back live, and Joe's filling. And he says, Alex Trebek is here, and he's throwing out the first pitch. Well, ESPN had a couple interns who are there watching all of the telecast, and so they pick it up. And so on their sportscast, and they do the same thing hour after hour, they go, and at Tropicana Field tonight, Alex Trebek was there throwing out the first pitch. And that continued until the next morning when a couple of their sports guys, it was on, and they said, wait a minute, that's not Alex Trebek. That's Dwayne Stats. And Joe never said a thing to me about that while all of that was going on. As we said early, we established, you got my back, I've got your back. But we suspended that rule on occasion because of Joe and his cowbell.
Well, Dwayne, over the years, I've certainly felt a part of your family, and your family is all here representing, and I want to give the microphone to you to end this. It's been a wonderful 18 years with the Rays, getting to know you better each year. It's my honor to be a friend of yours and to work with you as a broadcast partner, but let me turn it over to you, and you can say whatever you like to the people that are here. Thank you.
Well, Todd, thank you so much. And that's for Todd. I'll tell you, he is the best as a human being and as a broadcaster. Great bloodlines. They don't get any better than Harry Callis. And Todd carries on that legacy, and he does it very well. As I said at the outstanding, I'm convinced that I'm the most blessed person in the room because of my two daughters. There they are, Steph and Alexa. Alexa's getting married to Mike next spring. Congratulations, Mike. They already have the formula for a successful marriage. She's over there, and he's over there. Steph, as many of you may know, married Dan Wheeler. And I love Dan as a son, as I look forward to loving Mike as a son. And they have blessed us with three grandchildren. Gabe Wheeler, who's 10, had a prior commitment and could not be here today. He's at Disney with family, and so that's an excused absence. Zach Wheeler, right here, number seven is seven. And Elizabeth is right there. She's four, and she melts our hearts. And my wife, Carla, there is a story. It's in more detail in the book. She saved me. These two women, no one has been blessed more than that. Our families go back over 35 years. She knew Dee. Carla's mother was a mentor to Dee, who had lost her mother early. And so Carla had been widowed, and so had I. And there are powers greater than us that have sanctioned this. And that, for that, I am eternally grateful. I'm grateful for you. Thank you so much, because what this turns out to be, baseball has a quality about it that I don't think any other major sport has when it comes to a broadcaster. We get to go into your homes every night. You make an investment in allowing us in your homes every night, and for that I'm grateful, because we become friends and family. And that's what has happened here in 18 years in Tampa Bay. Thank you so much for your loyalty and your support. And we're looking forward to supporting these two causes that are dear to our hearts. Thank you so much.
Dave, come on up here. So thanks, everybody, for coming. $20 cash right here, ATM across the hall. So feel free to buy a book signed by these guys, and thank you again for coming.
From Tropicana Field in St. Petersburg, the Everglades Brew House. You've been listening to live event coverage on RadioSt.Pete.com. It is a book signing and a press conference for Tampa Bay Rays television broadcaster Dwayne Statz, who is in his 40th year as a Major League broadcaster. And his new book, Position to Win, that he wrote with Dave Schieber. Jerry Hunsaker wrote the foreword, and I, for one, am looking forward to reading it. You can find it on Amazon.com. The title is Position to Win by Dwayne Statz, a look at baseball and life from the best seat in the house. Live event coverage from Tropicana Field, the Brew House, on Wednesday afternoon, where the Rays finished up their three-game series with the Detroit Tigers, unfortunately with a loss, but they won the series, winning 2 out of 3. So that'll wrap it up for this afternoon from Tropicana Field. This is Joe Bordeaux. Thanks so much for tuning in. We return to our regular programming on RadioSt.Pete.com. We're here 24 hours a day. We're all about St. Pete and the beaches. Thanks for listening.
Clearwater Beach, Seminole, Largo, the Reddingtons, 24/7. We are RadioSt.Pete.com.
They say life is about choice.